Yeah, so welcome. Happy to have you. So we'll find our way. There is a schedule, and I think the plan is to abide by that. But we'll see exactly how the timing unfolds, and it's really a day to give yourself to your heart, basically. Whatever that means for you. And one of the kind of effects of Dharma practice, one of the effects of practice is that you kind of think about your life a lot less. The sense of okay, my life as this kind of project that needs management and monitoring and calibration, and just sort of like that, a lot of that fades pretty dramatically. And it's not that one's like trying to be present, in some kind of willful way. Oh, I'm trying to be present. I have to remember mindfulness and remember. It's more organic than that, and it's more like the future just doesn't feel like a kind of riddle to be cracked anymore, and the past feels complete in a way. The past feels unelectrified and like it can be put down, that there's been enough gratitude and enough grief that the past kind of feels whole in a way. And so, yeah, the kind of resting place for the attention, it gets closer in when past and future are less intimidating, and my life, my life in a lot of ways feels very very unstrategic, like maybe even sometimes dangerously so, like. Yeah, just there's. I kind of don't know exactly what I'm doing is the feeling, and not in a def kind of bewildered way, but some years ago, after teaching a retreat with Gil, it was the at IRC, and it was at the kind of snacks before everyone left, and people are sort of gathered around, and a few people talking to Gil, and I just overheard, as I sort of walked past, a few of the yogis were they were sort of like asking. I just heard like a little snippet. They were just asking Gil about IRC and, building, supporting the IMC IRC community. And I just heard this one line from Gil, which was, "I don't have ambition, but I do have a vision," I was like, okay, how'd you do all this? Like, I don't have ambition, but I do have a vision. And at that moment, I had the thought, I don't have ambition, nor do I have a vision. And sometimes I just have this sense like, well, am I just like floating through life in a kind of blissful dream? Am I missing some point, And don't get me wrong, this is not like the beginning of me talking about an existential crisis that I'm in. It was just I'm just asking questions, I just like to ask questions periodically. that the answer to which might shatter my life, you know. Like, okay, is this, how do I think about this life? And I asked that question periodically, but then I had the experience of actually, it was looking at the registration list, your names, and it comes up in the IRC database, just the name and the email and I knew a lot of the names, it was, I don't know, I have almost 200 names or something. And I've known, some of you are new to me. But a lot of the names I've known over many years. You may not even know I know you, but I might. I may just know your name, you know. I've seen that name. And it's many different people. Some of you I've never met in real life, and some people in on other continents, and people with all different kinds of lives. And it was like, yeah, we've been kind of like abiding in the Dharma together for a long time, for many of you. And the names, they sort of like looked like, because there's all different ways that we've come to know each other, practice, or I've been a teacher in some way, and the names, for me, just sort of like scrolling through, they sort of looked like this kind of a record of love and care and mutuality over a lot of years, a lot of years. And I don't know, there's something, this is not my standard experience looking at a registration list, but there was something, about that. There's something about that. It's like, oh, okay, I've been like showing up, with my full heart over these years, and my own freedom and my own suffering and my own love and confusion. And there was a sense of like, okay, maybe like that's my vision, That's my vision. It doesn't need to be organized or strategic. It's just like, just honor the Dharma as best I can, abide in it with you as best we can. And meditation, a Dharma life, it can feel like something has to happen. I have to do something. I have to meditate. I have to contemplate. I have to be, practice these things in my life. I have to, it's kind of, it can get, I have to resolve these knots in my heart. It feels like, okay, the sort of the project side of a Dharma life. And I'm not totally dismissive of that, but yeah, maybe, we kind of like live into a Dharma life, we live into it without maybe even knowing as it's happening, right? And Dharma life comes to feel more like this sort of network of care, of careful relations and kindness, just sort of, yeah, this the kind of image of like suspended in space, all the networks of connections between, all of us and IRC and the larger Dharma community. And And it's like, okay, yeah, the Dharma is here. We're caring for it as best we can. Yeah, I'm happy to be with you and to practice together. Maybe we practice in a way that feels less like a kind of project where all the pressure is on our own willfulness or something like that, where, you know, it goes well or it goes badly, or saying, no, it's like, no, let's just kind of abide and trust the wholesomeness of that abiding. Maybe can share a bit what's on your mind. Yeah, the chat is open, so maybe just share whatever, yeah, what your intention is here in practicing together, or yeah, what's close to your heart, and just see some words with some names, and as a way of entering into Sangha here. Let me, okay, it's now chat's open, so you can share with everybody. Great. Okay. So, yeah, it's beautiful to read all of that. Okay, let's sit together. So we don't really get to choose the form the love takes in this moment, but some species of love is beckoning to you. Just landing in your body. Bill Moffett talks about becoming available to the Dharma. So part of this movement of inhabiting our body, awake to our body. Helps us become available. We breathe into the tenderness, or breathe into the love. Begin to enliven the zones of flatness. Soothe the hyper intensities. As the body becomes unified by awareness, become available to Dharma. There is wisdom and love, two wings of awakening. And sometimes they can feel distant from one another, kind of coolness. Sometimes even barrenness of awareness, the juiciness of love and care. They're actually never far apart. Wisdom highlights the necessity of love. And love prepares our heart to understand more, see more deeply. In other words, our wisdom never terminates in hate. And hate obscures truth. The truth of dukkha. becoming available to this moment, to your life, this moment. Sooner or later, the necessity of love and care dawns unmistakably. Sooner or later, we sense the alienation inherent in apathy and hate. So we'll have a period away from the screen. It says walking. Of course, welcome to do that if body permits, or practice in whatever way you see fit. And I think for this first one, I don't no particular instructions. You it's the way it always is. We kind of are in the wilds and have to find a way of practicing somehow, of of discovering, of rediscovering what mindfulness even is, what letting go really is, what love is. We just keep experimenting in our own heart mind. And but the invitation is to stay close in, to stay close in, to use your judgment. Okay, what feels supportive for you for this day? What kind of practice, what species of love calls to you? I sometimes talk about the kind of the Brahmaviharas as four species of love: of love meeting goodness as loving kindness, love meeting suffering as compassion, love meeting good fortune as mudita, sympathetic joy, and love meeting the endless ungovernable nature of suffering as equanimity, love in the face of the endlessness. And then maybe love meeting harm, which we could say is something like forgiveness for self or other. And whatever your heart is available for, give it that. And we'll come back at half past and keep going. Okay, folks, see you in a little bit.